And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hook up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mesta, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And speaking of Fisherman's Landing, we've got the man Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing here to talk about all the incredible fishing that's going on right now. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show today. Boy, you want to talk about a busy guy. How about the guy from Fisherman's Landing?
Yeah, Carl.
What's up, Carl?
Good morning, everyone.
Gosh, so busy night last night?
It was very busy.
Yeah? You mean people are going fishing right now?
A lot of people are going fishing. It's just crazy.
And what are they catching?
Lots of bluefin and a few yellowfin and occasionally yellowtail.
Wow.
But lots of bluefin.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's been the hot ticket?
During the day, a lot of fly line baits. Then night, the same thing that's been working the last few months. You know, a lot of glow-in-the-dark flat fall jigs, knife jigs, Colt snipers, that type of stuff. It definitely seems like it depends on the day. Some days it's all nighttime fishing, but I would say the last week or so, it's been a lot of daytime fly lining, sinker rigs, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's been interesting that when a guy calls down and says, hey, you know, how are they catching them right now? We always, like, pride ourselves on giving a guy, like, the latest info. Okay, it's like this. You know, it's on the Colt Sniper. It's on the flat fall. And now, I mean, as much as I hate to say it, like, you kind of need to bring the kitchen sink a little bit, because two boats will leave at the same time. The Mustang and the Queen will both leave at the same time, and one boat will have limits of bluefin tuna, and they caught 90% of them on old-school bluefin stuff, light line, small hooks, you know, small circles, 25-pound fluoro. The other boat that left the same time and fished almost the same grounds also limits, but they caught all of their fish on sinkers and flatfalls, and it's just so mixed up right now in the best way possible.
Yeah, amazing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you could have one boat fishing in here and another boat fishing an eighth of a mile or a quarter of a mile away, and they're catching it on completely different ways and different style of fishing. So before, you could take two or three rods and be good. Now you really need almost like a good like four or five or six rods to be prepared for anything out there.
And the cool thing is right now is the fish are close, so there's a lot of fishing time.
Lots of fishing
time.
Totally.
Wearing out the crews.
Wearing out the crews.
I mean, 36 straight hours of fishing. I know we had our Let's Talk Hookup Searcher Sport Fishing Day and a Half trip on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yep. Wayne Cotto from CCA was our host and did a great job. And he said they fished for 36 hours.
Yeah. I mean, if the boat leaves at 6 or 7 o'clock, like where a lot of these guys are leaving, you're fishing at 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're fishing till 1 o'clock at least till the following morning. Some guys have pushed it till 4 o'clock in the morning because they're fishing so close. You could fish till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and still be back in the morning by 5 or 6 o'clock. I mean,
yeah,
that's so
it
crazy.
It is wearing out the crews fast. So,
if Carl was going on a trip tonight, what would be his tackle setup? What would be his method of when to sleep, when not to sleep?
Yeah, right, for real, because you got to figure that out. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
I would have a 25 or 30-pound outfit for the smaller grade tuna, you know, that 20 to 40-pound stuff. I would have a 40, 50, 60-pound, some type of combination, one or two of those rods for fishing like a cold sniper during the day or a chrome jig during the day. I would have a good 60-pound two-speed outfit for a sinker rig. And an 80 for fishing flatfalls. I would probably have two of each of those, so I don't have to go back and forth on like cutting and retying. But if you had four rods like that, a 25, a 50, and a 60-pound outfit, and an 80-pound outfit, you could do pretty well with that. You know.
And when would you fish?
I would try to lay down. Well, up to like a week ago, I'd say from noon to 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when I would try to sleep. But now the last week or so, there's been such good fly line fishing throughout the day,
afternoon,
and the guys are getting on plunker stops where they're fishing from 8 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon in one drift, keeping one or five fish going at any given time. I mean, I don't know when you sleep.
Yeah, when you get
tired, you go
sleep.
take an hour
sleep
nap.
Sleep when you get home.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, you have to pace yourself. And I would, as soon as the boat leaves the bait receiver, I'd go lay down for sure, get 3 or 4 hours of sleep.
That's a good call.
And then get up and ready to go, and you kind of, depending on your body or how you feel, you go as long as you can, then go take another 2-hour nap and get back up and do it again.
Now, terminal tackle's been key.
Yes.
Size of hook, especially for some of these bluefin tuna.
Yes.
What's Carl going to take terminal tackle?
I would have variety size of hooks, anything from down to number 2 size hook.
Number 2. Circle or J-hook?
Circle hook.
Circle.
I mean, with those bluefin tuna fishing, J-hooks are just not going to do it.
Okay.
You know, if it's like you're catching that 60 or 70-pound fish and you're fishing 30 or 40-pound test, you need a circle hook.
And just to throw this out there, too, dead on. I mean, everything he says is dead on. But a 2-0 is not a 2-0 is not a 2-0.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the only reason I say that. Or a 2, you know what I mean? That's all I'm trying to say. You know, a Gamakatsu, you know, you might need to be using a 1 or
correct,
even a 1-0. And some other brand, their hooks are larger, then you're down to a 2. That's all I mean. Like, just within some whatever reason, you know, don't necessarily say, okay, well, 2 is the right size. Because it might be too small from one brand.
Yeah.
It might be too large in another.
Correct.
Very good point. So the best thing to do is ask the local tackle store.
Ask Carl.
Which size?
He's gonna be there
Carl,
when you're getting on your boat.
Which size is the right size? Get an idea of what the size and then buy your favorite brand.
That's all I mean is that, you know, unfortunately, it's not a standard. So one person's 2-0 could be the same size as someone else's 2. You know, owner's kind of big, Mustad's kind of small, Gamakatsu's kind of right in the middle. Like, everybody's just a little bit different.
And have a variety size of hooks, all the way up to like a 3-0, 4-0 circle hook.
Okay.
Sometimes these guys go out and are fishing at night, and you could get away with fishing a big circle hook and a big sardine. You know, sometimes they're getting some larger sardine. So you might want need a bigger hook for them to match the bait that you got.
Bigger's better, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the bigger the hook you can get away with, the more chance you have of landing that fish.
And so at night, I mean, I say some of the biggest mistakes guys are making is fishing these big bluefin at night, and they're fishing 60-pound or 80-pound straight mono or fluorocarbon. Fish 200-pound fluorocarbon on your leader, on your big jigs and stuff. There's no reason not to get away with it. Some guys are starting to use heavy wire at night, wiring these things up.
Interesting.
And are doing just fine with it.
Huh. All right. So. Well, hey, here's a on-the-spot report from our buddy Wayne Cotto from CCA. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Carl. Oh, my God, what a trip. Thank you so much for allowing me to be the tournament master on that last trip on the Searcher Sport Fishing.
Our pleasure. I got to tell you. Have you aboard.
Yeah, Art, Celia, Captain Mike, and the crew. Oh, what a great operation. Just couldn't be better. But just like Carl just said, man, bluefin are bluefin. They're finicky. Guys can be around you, and you can be in a wide-open boil around the boat, and they won't touch anything you're throwing. It's so weird to watch. I mean, they're flying out of the water, then you throw right in the middle of that boil, and they don't touch it. Yeah. You just can't figure it out. But I got to tell you, Carl's right on so much of what he's saying, because you got to have anywhere from 20 pound to 80 pound. You got to have the number 2 to 2-0 hooks, the night bite. He's right. You got to have that heavy leader, because you don't know when that 200 pounder is going to fly through there. You know, and it was so weird because they'd immediately go from a jig to the bait and not touch either, or back and forth, you know. And that plunker bite in the afternoon that he's talking about could be a 3 to 5 hour drift, and you're just picking away at them, and it's mainly bait, and it's all light tackle at that point. We went all the way down to 20 and 25 pound. But the trick was you needed a short monotop shot along with your fluorocarbon, because if you just had your short fluorocarbon, they wouldn't touch it. And we were, like, all looking at each other going, why is that guy getting bit and we're not, right? So it was a weird bite that day that we were out. But, you know, as long as you figured it out, then it all kind of came together.
So why would that be? Because the mono sinks?
I think what was happening is that the fish have had so much pressure for the last few weeks because, Carl kind of hit it, we've been fishing these fish 24 hours a day, 7 days, for how many weeks now, because they're sitting in the same zone. I think they're getting gun-shy. I think they see the leader now. So, you know, that's just my opinion.
Bluefin,
they're bluefin. They're finicky. But once you get figured out whatever they're hitting at that time, everybody talk together and you communicate it and change to whatever that is working at that time, and that seemed to be the ticket.
Well, one thing for sure is the weather has just been spectacular, and it looks this whole week coming up looks like spectacular weather, too. So
weather just nice laid weather. Down. It was beautiful out there. Yeah.
And we had some great giveaways thanks to Gamakatsu. Everybody got a package of Gamakatsu hooks and some great stuff from Gamakatsu. It's Gamakatsu's sponsored trip. AFCO provided a ton of great stuff. Seaguar Fluorocarbon provided some great stuff. So you were able to put some smiles on people by giving them free goodies, right?
Oh, absolutely. Maui Jim, Cutwater, AFCO, Seaguar, yes. Gamakatsu. The majority of the bait the hooks on bait were caught on the Gamakatsu hooks we handed out that day.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
They were so happy. They were the right size and the right style. So everybody was very happy with the sponsors' giveaways on that trip. Yeah,
nice.
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, Wayne, great job doing that. And what's happening with CCA these days?
Well, we're still fighting the 30 by 30. That's going to be a longer-term process. We're going through the decadal review of the MPAs. And AB 817, which was scheduled to go to Senate committee this week, got taken off the calendar and put on for next week. So we'll be in the committee hearing on that next week and be testifying on it. We got SB 470 running through the assembly process, which is the combo hunting and fishing license. And then we're working with the SAC on the CARB issue with the sport boats. And their emission standards restrictions coming up. So we're working on that one with them. Everybody needs to go to savefishing.org to sign the petition.
Right.
Yeah, right. So we all got to work together on this because if they're coming after the sport boats, they're going to be coming after the wreck boats, too.
Yeah,
so
this car
we all got to work together on this.
Yeah, I know Ken Frankie's been working really hard. He's been working with some heavy equipment operators because they're after the heavy equipment operators, too. And, you know, they're going to put those guys out of business, right? Oh, yeah, you can run your giant tractor with a battery. It's like, not going to happen, right? It's these people are just ridiculous, right? So anyway, hopefully with some common sense and some good work by CCA and SAC and such like that, they'll come to some common sense on that issue because that's a serious issue for sure.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Well, Wayne, hey, thanks very much for hosting the Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu sponsored Searcher Sport Fishing Trip, and appreciate all you do for CCA and keep it up.
Thank you, guys.
Nice job, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that very much. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about.
Oh, man, so much to cover with having Carl in here. Going to be a great time. I mean, just from all the boats and all the fishing and everything going on, we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to talking to you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And we got the text the show option. We've already had like a half a dozen fun texts come through. I have a feeling that one's going to be real busy today, too. If you're not familiar with the text the show, it's super easy. You don't no waiting on hold. If you don't want to talk on the air, all you need to do is download the Let's Talk Hookup app, which honestly you should have anyways. It's a totally free app. You don't get spam, nothing funky like that. It's just a great way to participate in the show, find out what's biting. You'll get a little bit of info. It's very easy to listen to the archive shows on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you can text the show. So just pull up the app, text the show your questions, and we'll read some of the fun ones on the air and talk to Carl and get his answer. So going to be a great show. Again, if you want to get through on the phone, 213-432-1090. Not only are we talking to Carl Schmidt this morning all about fishing and tuna and everything else, we are also giving away a killer prize. Somebody's going to go fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing.
Actually, you know, it's going to be an open party trip, right?
Oh,
overnight. Yeah.
Okay, well, even better. That sounds good to me. So
yeah,
we're going to do it
overnight. So, Carl, explain what the deal is.
So whoever wins will get an overnight trip pass on any of the open party boats out of Fisherman's Landing. If you want to upgrade it to a day and a half, you just pay the difference between
overnight
trip and a day and a half trip.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Cool.
So an overnight open party trip, available over open party trip. And then if you want to upgrade to a day and a half,
you just pay the difference
between the open party price and the day and a half.
Nice.
Wow, what a great deal. All right.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's a killer prize. So again, if you want to get your shot, again, an overnight trip with the possible upgrade of a day and a half, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website at CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, to tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 300 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Week. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once and you'll be back. Live ticket certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of loads. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Oh, man, everybody's obviously excited to talk to Carl because the phone lines are packing up. But again, if you want to get your shot and get through, it's 213-432-1090. And keep those texts coming. We're going to have a great show.
Our buddy Andrew is back on the board today, so say hi to Andrew. He's back helping us out today, and sure appreciate him being there. And, of course, Adam, our main man on the app. Watch for the app, and it's going to be happening. Hey, I want to welcome a new advertiser to Let's Talk Hookup, sponsor of the show, Summit Gasoline. Now, okay, gasoline on the radio show. Okay, but I'm telling you, guys,
we're consumers of gasoline. Yeah. Let me tell you,
Finn, the guy that owns the place, and his group over there, they cater to trailer boaters.
Right.
I mean, totally catered to trailer boaters. First of all, you know how hard it is to get in and out of service stations sometimes when you're pulling a boat?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, not this place.
Oh, it's got a big area.
It's at the San Diego Sports Arena. Yeah. There's a huge area there right next to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. And they've got a huge in and out, easy in, easy out. They also sell discounted Everingham Brothers live bait coupons. So if you buy a half a scoop, for I think it's $35, you pay an extra 99 cents, you get a full scoop at Summit cool with that? A minimum purchase.
Yeah.
So basically you get a full scoop for the price of a half scoop and plus 99 cents. With a minimum purchase, I think it's 35 gallons or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. You're gonna be buying fuel anyways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would you not
truck?
Yeah.
No problem.
They've got, you know, all the stuff in their store, you know, the beer and the coffee and
totally.
Water and stuff. Ice. Yeah. Their ice price is very, very reasonable. But get this. While for a limited time, they wanted to see, you know, if our listeners are going to do it. They're going to give you 100 pounds of ice for free.
Get out of here.
100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase.
Okay.
So you go in there and fill up your boat. Dude, yeah. I'm telling you.
Sure.
You go in there and fill up your boat
or
partially fill up your boat.
Yeah.
And you get 100 pounds of ice for free.
I will do
you
that.
Just 100. Yeah, you just have to tell them, you know, you heard it on Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah, I want the Let's Talk Hookup deal, and they'll jump all over.
Got to be in your boat or can it be in the truck?
It can be anywhere.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
If you buy 35 gallons of fuel.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. My boat's in the water, but I'll tell you one thing. I buy ice every morning before we go. I'm in, man. I'll fill up the truck and fill up the kill bag with ice at the same time.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A killer deal.
Yeah. So, yeah, and they sell diesel, too.
Yeah.
And gasoline. But, I mean, you know, he was like, I'll give you a free bag of ice. No, no, no. You want to find out. Give 100 pounds of ice. Yeah, no problem.
No, all right. Nice job, Pete.
Yeah,
right
okay.
on. How cool.
So go in there. Tell them you heard them on Let's Talk Hookup, and you get minimum 35-gallon purchase. Not only you get the chance to get the discounted Everingham Brothers bait certificate, you get 100 pounds of free ice. Summit Gasoline, it's up at the sports arena, so it's right between kind of Dana Launch Ramp and Shelter Launch Ramp. Easy up. So you just take the sports arena exit off of the 8, or you take Rosecrans exit, and you make a right down toward the... Just
it's right in between on sports arena.
Go to the sports arena.
Exactly.
And it's right across from Home Depot. You can't miss it. It's like, and it's a huge station, easy in and out. Super nice people.
I think that was so cool of them.
Yeah. And the nicest people there. Super clean. I mean, the place is immaculate.
What a good call.
No, it's super cool.
These guys do it right.
I mean, just being a big trailer tower, whether it be the boat or our toy hauler for the desert, that kind of stuff. I mean, just finding a fuel station that's easy to get in and out of. These guys clearly do it right and clearly have good prices. Like, when it comes to filling up with a big trailer, I could care less on the price. You know, I'll pay more money just to not have the hassle of trying to sneak into a small spot. But if we can get cheaper fuel, cheaper bait, free ice, and easy in and out, I'm sold.
Yeah, his prices are like price code. Like
Costco prices.
Like Costco prices.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
I'm old school there. like Costco prices. I mean, that's how low their prices are.
I think that's a great idea. Cool. That's cool.
Welcome aboard.
Part of the family.
Have them Summit Gasoline right there at the Fort Serena.
Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's dying to talk to Carl. Why don't we fire it off this morning with Vinny. Vinny's calling us from Carlsbad. Good morning, Vinny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I know you guys covered the what rods and line and hooks, but not sure if I missed it. How heavy of a flat ball would you bring? What gram?
During the day, I would probably have anything from like an 80 gram up to 160 gram or so during the daytime fishing. At night, I would say 250 gram, 300 gram, all the way up to, I mean, they're making them like 500, 600 grams now, you know, with some of these big flat falls.
You got to have strong arms to fish that.
Yeah.
600 grams.
And these big giant knife jigs, you know, whatever your favorite.
Yeah, the versus. Knife jigs are hot, huh?
They are very hot.
Yeah.
And they're hard to find, you know. I mean, they work for sure.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you could rig them however you want. I like just replacing the standard hooks with the upgraded assist hooks and stuff like that. Glow in the dark during the day, 250 grams and bigger, I would say, would be a good call. Whatever you're comfortable fishing with.
Sea Falcon makes a really cool knife jig.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? Those are cool. Yeah. So check those out. All right. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Sean. Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. What's up, Sean? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Rick. Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I had one of the best fishing trips of my life. It wasn't so much for my fishing. I took my son fishing for the first time. We went out on a Native Son at a 22nd Street Landing and 3/4 day boat. And a beautiful platform, 80 by 25. Just props to the Native Son. They did a great job. But my son, Matthew, got so into the fishing. He was all over the boat. He was talking to the captain. He was fishing the bow. He was doing the whole nine yards. And it was just such a fabulous experience. I just wanted him to not get sick and to catch fish. We got both of those, and it just went better than ever. And he just, the best part was his comment afterward. We were home. He says, you know, once you've been on the boat, your life has changed forever.
Oh, that's awesome.
That sounds like you got a future fisherman.
I think I got him hooked.
How old is he?
I think I got him hooked. He's 10. He just turned 10 on Thursday. And we're going to take him fishing last year. We had the COVID and all that. So, you know, had to wait a year before I got him out. But he had a fabulous time. And then the next day, here's a question for Carl and Rick and you guys. The next day, the Native Son, 3/4 day boat out of San Pedro, got a bluefin. We're like, what?
I saw that on their Instagram
They hooked
page.
Did you guys hear anything about that? Those fish?
Sure.
It's like the stuff is close.
Yeah, there was some very good fish in, you know, all last week and up in today, a fish, I mean, right on the beach. All
3
the way,
miles
yeah,
off the
I
beach.
Yeah, I mean, I know that from Oceanside all the way up to, I know Catalina had fish, but I mean, Oceanside all the way up to, exactly like I say, L.A. County, fish right, I mean, right on the beach from 0 to 5 miles on the beach, big schools of bluefin.
Yeah, yeah. Dana Landing, even supposedly there's bluefin all the way outside the Channel Islands there and stuff like that. Guys have seen it. Yeah, I mean,
huge
that stuff
schools
is,
of anchovies, right?
Yeah, and just running up and down the coast everywhere.
You're the one that's been talking about all your surfing and seeing big giant balls of anchovy on the beach, and like that big fish found it. I mean, up and down, there was
It's hungry.
Cool videos of guys on their skiff with giant, you know, look like Panama black bait balls and tuna blowing through them. And, like, then the camera pans over and you can see cars driving on the beach. I mean, they're that close. Like, it's some really fun fishing that happened this last week.
Yeah. So where are the yellowtail on the beach?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, they should be here.
Yeah.
But we'll take
bluefin
all day long.
We'll take
all day long.
But it's funny, you know, just like, you know, yellowtail, which has kind of been our staple. It's
sure.
Like, they just, I mean, they're here. There are a few around, but not like we should be seeing.
We'll
right?
get a good check today. The Liberty left on an overnight charter last night. They're fishing the Cronaut Islands today, and they're going to fish up and down the beach a little, trying to find some of that yellowtail.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
We'll get a good check today.
All right.
With Taro at the islands and maybe up and down the beach.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Now, are you the one that sent us the photo of your son?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I'll see if I can send it to you guys. Yeah.
All right, yeah, please do, because we actually, I believe it was somebody out of 22nd Street Landing, sent us a photo. So it's this week's photo of the week on the Let's Talk Hookup.com, photo of the week. And great, he was using the multi-hook rig for bass.
Okay, like an Alabama rig?
Alabama rig.
Okay.
And caught like five of them at once.
That's awesome.
Good kid. He's a smiling kid.
That's
sure.
awesome.
So it's a great photo on the front page of our Let's Talk Hookup.com website.
That's cool. And Sean, send a picture of you and your boy. We'll put that one up as well.
Yep,
that'd be fun.
For sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. When we're going to jump back into them, actually, I got a fun text question. This one is for Carl. It says, he gave his name, but he'd like to stay anonymous. It says, hi, guys. I love the amazing rental gear at Fisherman's Landing. I've been invited on a charter through a different landing, and I'm not sure about their rental gear. I know you guys have the premium stuff. I need to rent an 80-pound rig. Can I rent gear from Fisherman's Landing if I'm on a boat at another landing?
Unfortunately, I can't do that. The main reason is I barely get enough for our boats out of our landing here.
The demand is just too high.
The demand's too high. I mean, just last night, just to kind of give you an idea, we have 55 Italicas / 20s, 25s, maybe give or take a few more or less or whatever. And every single one of those went out on our boats last night. And if you went into our rental room this morning, every single 60-pound outfit or heavier is gone. That's 80 rods, and they're on our boats. Unfortunately, I get guys coming from Point Loma, H&M, asking to rent our gear.
But you got
to
take care of your guys first.
I have to take care of our boats first. And unfortunately, hopefully someday when I keep building up our inventory, that might be a thing, but as of right now, I just can't do that, unfortunately.
Yeah, especially during the high demand periods now. Yeah, all right.
Yep.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, Dave Dolan just came back from Sandro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So, hey, if you're wondering where those yellowtail are at, go to Staples Island.
That's where they are, huh?
Oh, boy, did we hit them good down there. Yeah, just epic fishing trip. I mean, every boat, every morning, we had our limits of yellowtail before 9 o'clock. I mean, even before 8 o'clock. And, you know, we were probably releasing double of our limits on top of that, too. And real quality fish, just had a great time on the yellowtail fishing. And after the yellowtail, plenty of calico bass in the mix there. Most of them were also releases, too. Caught some really nice quality halibut, some big sheep's head, even a couple black sea bass in the mix there. So it was just off the chart fishing. If you could ask if it could have been any better, the answer is no. It was just that good.
Wow.
So,
what was the grade of the yellowtail you were catching, Dave?
Mostly, you know, you're 15 to 18. I got my personal best, though. I got a 38, so there was a big specific there. Yeah,
wow, so. Congratulations. 38 pounds, that's a whopper.
How are you guys catching them, Dave?
Mostly on the yo-yo and surface. Yeah, the fact I think there was only one boat that was actually went out and made bait and catching them on bait, but it was all pretty much on the iron, on top or down on the yo-yo.
Darn. But,
so basically any way you wanted.
I mean, it was like, you know, drop down the anchor, and your iron start winding back up, and, oh, no, I got another one, you know, give me a break. So,
go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, well, the whole thing, you know, it's more than just a fishing trip. It's just a great Baja adventure. You know, the flight down there, seeing that rugged coastline, going into that remote island off the coast of Baja. And I've got to say for the Pedro Sport Fishing, the way that's run down there, just what an efficient operation. You know, you're at such a remote area, but you're not lacking for anything as far as comforts or equipment. And the staff down there, they won't let you carry anything. It's like, put that down. You're here to relax. You know, we'll take care of that for you. And I've got to hand it to our friend Rosie, too. The way she runs that operation, her attention to detail, there's, you know, she walks you through everything there at the border. When you come back, she's there to meet you. And even when you're down there, she's constantly on the phone down there talking to the Richard, the manager, just, is everything okay? What, you know, what can I do? The lady is amazing. As long as she's running it, I'm sure that's going to be a one A-plus operation down there.
Yeah, I was going to say the other thing that just to back that up, that she does such a good job is, especially if you've never been on that trip before and there's always some questions, like she sends out ahead of time just a detailed bullet point list. This is what it's going to be like in the airport. This is what you should pack for clothing. This is what you should, I mean, just really answers all the questions if you haven't been before. Like, it makes you very comfortable before your trip even starts.
Well, yeah, the lady's efficient. She's amazing the way she runs that operation.
Yeah, and how was the food, Dave?
Oh, very good food. Oh, yeah, no complaints there. You know, even that last night, it was Sonoran steak. Oh, boy, really good stuff. Yeah, the ladies in the kitchen, they're bright and early. You know, everything's always ready for you, the coffee, the hot breakfast, send out the lunches, ceviche in the afternoon when you come back in, and great food at night. Like I said, this... If you ask me what could have been better on this trip, the answer is nothing.
Wow. And then also, Cedro Sport Fishing has that direct flight, charter flight from the CBX. So no waiting in line at the border, no drive down to Ensenada. You cross the bridge, you get on the flight at CBX, and then you walk back home, right?
Dave kept saying efficient, man. What a great word for it. Every single thing, every single step about that operation is very efficient.
Yeah. They do a great job. Well, Dave, I'm glad you had such a great time, and we're all jealous, man.
Yeah, it's nice going, buddy.
Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful thing. Now, if you want more information, SedroSportFishing.com. I believe every trip this year is sold out at Cedro Sport Fishing, but that doesn't mean you can't get on a waiting list.
Totally.
So definitely shoot Rosie a call or an email and get on the backup list there. But they do have spots at La Bocana, too, because they're doing some fall trips down to La Bocana. Same kind of thing. Charter flight down to La Bocana. You fish the estuary. You fish the ocean, both sides. And that's going to be an incredible thing for sure. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate what you did.
Okay. It was a great trip.
Thanks, Dave. I look forward to the story and pictures when we post it on our website and our newsletter.
Yeah, I'll be sending some in.
All right.
I appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump back into the phones, talk to Sam. Sam's calling us from Irvine this morning. What's up, Sam? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. I'm heading off on a bluefin trip on the 21st, and I've seen Carl on a boat before, but I was wondering did you say fishing 200 pound with a deep sinker rig? And what is your first go-to jig that you would drop on a stop in the daytime?
That's a great question.
200 pound fluorocarbon leader on your heavy jigs there at night. During the day, I think a 60 pound or 80 pound sinker rig would be ideal. You know, you just never know if you're going to get a 30 pounder or when one of those 150 to 200 pounders swim by on the sinker rig where you might get bit on the net. So I'd be fishing a 60 pound or 80 pound rig for the sinker rig. My go-to jig for daytime fishing, it's always never steered me wrong, is an 80 gram, 100 gram dark purple Colt Sniper. That's my go-to.
Dark purple Colt Sniper.
That's my favorite jig. For whatever reason, it's never let me down, and I go with it.
Carl would have to recommend the one Colt Sniper that was discontinued a year ago, and it's just not available on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
I'm looking for more of those things than Rick
does
said.
The color really matter?
No, it doesn't. That's just
it's
my
the
go-to
flash
thing.
Of the and the action of the Colt Sniper.
It's getting the jig in front of the fish's mouth. That's what it comes down to. It just doesn't go
No, that thing is deadly during the day.
It is.
But you definitely want to change the hook out, right, Rick?
I think you do. Yeah. I mean, you just do. Colt Sniper, they do have good hooks on them, but they were just never intended to catch a 150-pound tuna, you know. You're best to swap. I say the same thing. If you didn't swap the hook and ring, it's not like it's automatically going to let loose on you, and it'll probably be fine. But why, after all the money and effort that we spent for it, go for probably? Swap out the ring, swap out the hook, and just know that we're good when you hook a big one.
Yeah, and are you going single hook or treble hook?
I like the single hook.
Yeah, It seems that the action of the lure seems to be better with the treble.
Yeah.
Some people think.
I would say so.
I think
yeah.
too.
I mean,
yeah.
We you know, we're very lucky at the landing that we have the Carls and the boats and everybody to yeah. get to. When we talk to them all the time, all the long range guys, all the day and a half, everybody. And I would say the consensus from most of the boats, and everything varies. You know how that goes. Fishermen, everybody's got their own thoughts, but it seems like the boats feel that that hook gets bit a little, that lure gets bit a little better with the treble hook. Obviously, when you get the hook into a fish, you get a better bite out of a big single. But, you know, treble hooks are not the same now as they were 10 years ago. There are very, very good treble hooks that are strong and stout and have big barbs, and that seems to be the I would say, the semi-more preferred method. But you want to swap that thing out with an Octopus 4X 7.0? It's still a great call.
Yeah.
Kind of
right,
a personal so choice, I would yep. say.
Very good. Thanks for the call.
Hey, we come back. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a lot more of your phone calls. We got catch reports, all kinds of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safari Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I got to tell you, the Talica, you were talking about it, Talica 20, Talica 25 is what your rental gear is yes. in there. And, I mean, does it stand up to the test?
Absolutely. They hold up day in and day out. Not a problem. We have two guys. If there is a single problem with them, we have our guys go through them after every trip. Get them up and running, and they hold up. We've had them now for 3 years, and they've been
3 years.
That's like my selling, well, not selling point, but when somebody's in looking for information on a high end big reel, and I you know me, I love Talica. That's one of the things I say. Like, look back in that rental room, and you'll see 50 of those things. That reel right there has gone through three of your fishing lifetimes, and it's still kicking butt. You know what I mean? Like, they get used every single day. The drags just don't wear out. The gears just don't wear out. They're so, so good on the longevity side. And, I mean, nothing smoother than Talica.
Yeah. And they get beat up on these boats. And they just keep on kicking. And they, I mean, like Rick said, they're smooth. The drags are impeccable. They're just great reels overall.
Yeah, get it. The Talica reel from Shimano.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost support to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time with Carl from Fisherman's Landing in here this morning, taking your phone calls and a lot of good info today. This is already great.
We were just talking about one of Fisherman's Landing's newest boats of the fleet, and that's Brandon Hayward's new rocket ship, shall we call it, right?
The Freeman?
The Freeman Catamaran. Right. He went by us. We were coming back from surfing yesterday, Ron and I, and he went by us in the bay at, I think, 45 knots, something like that. I don't know how fast he was going, but it was like a rocket going through there. And you went fishing with him on that boat.
I was one lucky to be on Brandon Nelson's boat.
Oh, Brandon Nelson's
on the 36.
Okay, that was, that's another boat running out of Fisherman's Landing.
Both great operations.
Yeah, and so let's talk about that. These are four and six pack, basically center console boats.
Yep.
That operate out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, they're whatever you want to call them. I guess the hot term is go fast boats. You know,
go fast boats.
The Freeman and the Lucky Bee, 36 foot.
How fast is that Lucky Bee?
40 knots, 45 knots.
A bunch.
Yellowfin.
36 foot Yellowfin. Yep. Yeah. And I think Brandon's boat is what, a 34 foot Freeman.
32. Whatever it is. Yeah,
something like that. By every means, it's a giant.
It's huge.
They're big.
That Freeman. Take away whatever number you put at it. It's giant, especially that catamaran style. It's so big, and it feels like it's as wide as the bow as it is in the stern. It's just giant.
Yeah.
And it boogies.
And Brandon Nelson, Lucky Bee. So now if somebody wants to book these trips, do they have to book directly with Lucky Bee, or they book directly with Brandon Hayward, Bite Sport Fishing?
Either or. A lot of guys will call us, and we'll tell them to call directly. We can do the legwork for you, or we'll give them their direct number to them, and they could do it directly. Because they don't dock at our landing, so they do drop off and pick up.
Right. It's Lucky Bee. Bite Sport Fishing is at the landing.
Yeah.
He's got, Lucky Bee is over at the Konakai.
Right.
Yeah, and he brings the boat over here and picks up his passengers at Fisherman's Landing.
You got it.
And Brandon keeps two of his boats here. He's got the 30-foot Freeman and the 28-foot Parker.
So you can call Fisherman's Landing and you'll get them in touch with
Absolutely.
If you want that style of trip, four people on a super luxury, nice. And these guys are good at what they do.
Absolutely.
They get them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just the time spent, all your time is spent fishing, because it just cuts the run down. Obviously right now with the fish being close, it's crazy fast. And as the fish get settled in around San Clemente Island and that run starts to become, multi-hours long, you jump on a boat like this and now that run is cut from, 3 to 5 to 6 to 10 hours all the way down to an hour and a half. It's a big deal.
Yeah. You're on limited amount of time, like, hey, I got 18 hours. I got 12 hours. I want to go catch a big bluefin. One of these two guys would be a great option for you. You get out on the fishing grounds, like Rick said, in an hour to 2 hours.
Yeah.
You can fish for 8 hours with the kite or the flat hole. And it's not like these guys are going out there with no electronics. I mean, these guys have sonars. They got the up and down. They got all the latest and greatest gear. I mean, they spend a lot of money on these things. And you're not behind the eight ball on any of this type of stuff. They spend the money on the $5,000 gyros and binoculars and the top. I mean, you're in
great hands. They got the gear.
They got the gear.
The other thing is, if your goal is one of these giant ones, it's a very good way to do it, just because a lot of that big fish, certainly tons of them caught on the flat falls and all things, but another high percentage of that big fish is caught with, aerial techniques, kites and balloons and things like that. And just the reality of fishing is you're only fishing one or two kites at a time. Right. So if you're splitting those bites amongst 2, 3, 4 guys, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys, it's just different than, 15 or 20 or 25 or 30 guys. Yeah. So it's just, if your goal is a giant one, it's another great option.
Yes. But there's no comfortable stateroom, comfortable bunk. There's no gourmet chef cooking
you
meals
buddy.
And
no
stuff like
doubt.
That.
Different, no shower afterwards.
No shower, yeah. It's a different type of experience.
Totally
but if you
is.
Want
There's
that experience, you're short on time, and like Rick says, you want to catch a big one, be a good option. So call Carl at Fisherman's Landing. He'll dial you in on those. Well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja, Ricky.
You got it, buddy. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the cast man, Richard Gatton, Native Cast Tours. Today, that catch port sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, probably the busiest guys around right now, because not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Hey, also the smoked cheese. So killer.
So
I absolutely love it. Yeah, they are just the best. Hey, they're now available all at their new Old Town location on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We got the cast man standing by this morning. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. How's everything?
Excelente,
couldn't be better,
amigo.
Buddy. Couldn't be better.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Hey, listen, as far as the report goes, from Loretto all the way down to the Baja, down to the tip of San Jose del Cabo and up and around the tip of Cabo itself. Dorado. The Dorado are in. Not in huge numbers, but some quality fish. I mean, there's some nice 15 to 30-pound fish being caught, occasional bull, 40 to 50. Get down into the San Jose del Cabo and up in La Paz around Saravo Island, that area. It's basically yellowfin tuna and Dorado, and but man, along those beaches from La Paz all the way down and around the corner there in San Jose del Cabo and Cabo, I'm seeing some great pictures of nice quality roosters, 40 to 60 pounds, an occasional 70-pound rooster. Roosters are in, and man, I'll tell you, what a game fish. And just for the listeners, just don't kill those things, man. They're such great, great game fish. I mean, they're edible, but they're not good table fare. I mean, you know, the meat is dark, but, you know, if you're stranded on an island and you hadn't eaten in 10 days, probably be tastes really good. But try to release those roosters. Like I say, they are such a great game fish and a lot of excitement to catch. Striped marlin from East Cape all the way down to Cabo. A lot of striped marlin, occasional blue being landed, occasional sailfish. You'll see those blue marlin and sails being caught more as we get into August, September, October. Anyway, Pete, I just want to let the listeners know that I've got two spots open for my Columbia Peacock Bass Trip February 10 to 19. Anybody wants to go catch some peacock bass, it's a good time of year to go, good quality peacock bass. About half the price what it costs to go to Brazil.
Wow.
So you know, for $3,600 plus airfare, you can't even touch a peacock bass trip. But
wow.
Along with the peacock bass, you got payara, you got those giant catfish and a variety of other fish to catch there. But it's I'd say two spots on our February 10th to 19th trip.
All right. And if somebody wants to go, how do we get you hold of you?
Got to call me. Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or even on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cast Man. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Sounds like a good time down in Columbia, that's for sure.
I'm in.
All right. Hey, I want to mention, too, that our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular Trip, October 7th through 11th, actually has two rooms left. Last I checked, I can't believe they had a couple rooms pop up. Staying with Stripes, Big Dave there, throwing in $1,000 cash.
That's
500
rad.
Cash for the largest tuna, 500 cash for the largest Dorado or Wahoo caught during that. But if you want to join us, it is such a great time in the East Cape, and it's such a fun group of people, too. Check out VanWormerResorts.com or just give a call to Eddie and Shannon down there at the booking office, and come down with us, October 7th through 11th. All the details are on the trips page of Let's Talk Hookup, letstalkhookup.com. Just go to the trips page, and you'll check that out. And then Rosie had texted you that there's some spots left at Cedros.
Yeah, in November, which last year was maybe the very best month they had down there. And November's a really cool time, too, because not only do you get the great yellowtail fishing and the great calico bass fishing, but they had all kinds of other fun variety down there. There was Dorados that get real tight to the island, trolling for yellowfin tuna, possibility of wahoo. Like, it's a really, really fun time to be down there. But, yeah, Rosie said a few spots still available in November.
Yeah, and I know Cedros Island Fishing Charters, or Cedros Kayak Fishing, you call Carl's wife.
That's right.
And, Katie, and she'll set you up. I know they have a few spots here and there, too.
Correct.
So if you want to go catch that incredible fishing the day, and this is the time of the year to go. As you heard from Dave, this is when it really kicks in.
And a little news on there, and they've got the direct flight almost ready, up and running out of CBX.
Yeah. No kidding.
So they're working on it, but by next year. And
by
some
next
of the,
year, they're going to have it.
And some of the trips this year, they just need full trips for this year.
Yeah.
Know, to get them to go through the thing. But next year, they should be up and running on all that.
Yep. Great.
That's such a game changer.
It is.
Yeah. That's going to be a good one, for sure. Hey, Captain Ben Florentino texted us. He said he had really good yellowtail fishing yesterday at Catalina Island, along with lots of calico, bass, and barracuda, seeing free swimmers of yellows and a few on the surface iron, too. And in addition to that, they also chased the bluefin on the way home from Catalina and hooked a 100-pounder that they lost at the gaff.
How about a day with Benny? Killer bass and barracuda, bunch of yellows, free swimmers, surface iron fish, and hook and bluefin.
Yeah, and
I like that for a day.
Yeah, there's another go fast boat out of a different kind of zone there, coastalcharters.com, Captain Benny Florentino.
Again, you want to talk about a well equipped ranger? Like, that thing is dialed.
Dialed with Shimano.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
Phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Carl. Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga is up next with us this morning. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Daniel?
Good morning.
I have a question for Carl. Carl, when do I go from tying a knot to a crimp on my flat fall, on my leader?
I feel very comfortable on tying any 80-pound or below, I will tie a knot. 100-pound, you could tie a knot if you're comfortable, or that's where you would start doing your crimps, I think, is a very reasonable area. 100-pound or heavier is where you want to start crimping your mono or your fluorocarbon, I would say.
Yeah, totally agree. That dead on.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Another text from Bill in Scripps Ranch, and he said he was on the Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu-sponsored searcher trip, and he caught a 105-pound bluefin tuna on 40-pound mono top shot.
Yeah.
Fought it for an hour. He said, should I replace the top shot?
Yes.
That would be a unanimous yes on that.
Nice
sure.
job, Bill.
100%. Yeah. Congratulations. That's a great bit. On 40 pounds?
That's a well-earned.
100-pounder, man?
That's a well-earned fish.
Yeah. And an hour. That's pretty good. Yeah. Really good, actually.
That's really good.
That's going to be a very inexpensive replacement for an extra, you know what I mean? Because you know the battle that you went through for an hour with a fish like that. Your confidence level so much higher when you know you got nice, fresh, good, strong mono.
Well,
you don't want to go into that battle knowing your line stretched out. That kind of, I mean, would it handle another one? Probably. Could it? Sure. But why are we worried about it?
Take the chance.
$15, get some new top shot on there, good to go.
It's like retying your hook. You know, people go, I caught a fish, and it looks good.
Why are we worried about that?
It takes 10 seconds to do. Retie.
It's such a cheap factor when you factor in, you know, work and time and ticket cost and your tackle and everything you did. It's like one of the cheapest things. $15. Let's just get some new line on there. Yeah. Call it good.
For sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, more catch reports. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the mic. You're 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the suffering calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stubble, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been really big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate, and it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is the reel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.